Alan, it's been a little bit of a mid-season break, hasn't it? Do you view Sunday as a brand new start to the season?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's what it's. You get little patches like this sometimes when you get bad weather and you get cup competitions coming along where you're not part of it still, unfortunately. So we've had a quiet little spell this month, last month, but it's given us opportunity to get lads fit that weren't fit, and it's given us opportunity to work on a few things in training. And the good thing about our bunch of lads is as well they really take care of themselves, so we haven't had to worry about them going out and, you know, not sort of taking too much care of themselves. They really do. It's getting them to stop going to the gym and stop doing extra bits and bobs is a difficult thing, which is a bit of a luxury for me and Tommy. So yeah, it's frustrating that we've not been playing games, because that's how we improve, and that's how we sort of, me and Tommy especially, that's how we get to know the lads and get to know how we want to go forward. But it's allowed us to bring back a few players who've had a few niggles and a few sort of aches and pains to sort that out.
Looking ahead to Sunday, it's been well documented about the number of goals that Darlow have conceded, and on Sunday you'll be hoping for a clean sheet.
We've worked on it. It's everyone who knows me knows it's a big part of what I'm about. I think you can only be. We want to be an attacking force. We want to play attractive football, and we want to pass the ball and a brand of football that hopefully the fans would take to. But it's fruitless doing that if you're not going to have a solid base to build on, you know, a solid foundation and being difficult to break down. And we've worked on it despite the goals still going in. But hopefully I think people have seen a bit of a change, a bit of an improvement. And unfortunately, when people have made slight errors or moments of switching off, concentration levels have dropped just fractionally for a split second, we really have been punished for it. I mean, we've given very few chances away in games, and we've let two or three goals in. We might have let two or three chances, two or three opportunities, and the opposition have scored from them. But I guess that's the consequence of playing at a higher level. Playing in the North Conference North, you get that. These centre forwards now are pretty clinical. We just need to be a little bit more clinical at one end when we get our opportunities, and a little bit less charitable giving opportunities at the other.
Reece Stice has come along. I think he might fit the profile that you just described there.
Well, I think with Stice, what you get is you get the kind of the all-round package. You know, he's a great lad. I think if you've met him and talked to him, he's the right personality, which is great. He's confident, he's got a good experience, but you look at his assets, he can move, he's got a decent pace, he's very aggressive. I know you've seen that, very aggressive, very strong. He'll fight and scrap. I mean, the second goal he got against Harrogate, I keep going back to it, I've mentioned it in a couple of interviews, but that sort of epitomises everything that we want from all of our players, whether it's fighting and scrapping and biting and pulling to stop a goal, or to get one, or to create one. And Stacey gives you that. He gives you that sort of bit of fire in his belly, a bit of aggression, a bit of, you know, I wouldn't like to mark him every week, so hopefully he puts a bit of fear in the opposition as well.
I was going to say, is he the sort of player you would have relished marking when you were playing, in your very aggressive style?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've said to a few of the lads that, you know, when we've come up against teams, I said, if it's a big lad who's going to scrap and going to fight and that's pretty much it, then I'd be over the moon with that, because I'd quite happily have a fight and a scrap with someone. I knew I'd get the better of him. The ones I used to worry about were the sort of the quick little ball over the top and a real pace, like Harvey Saunders, for example, would scare me to death, you know what I mean, because he's quite strong and he doesn't mind taking a whack, but his pace would scare the life out of me. Stacey gives you a bit of all of it, so I wouldn't fancy marking Stacey. The fighting and the scrapping part, yeah, I'd be all right with that. But he's also got excellent movement and he's quick, you know, and that's always a problem for a defender. If there's good movement and pace, that's the biggest problem. That's the biggest worry for a defender. I think if you ask Gary Brown or myself or Tez or Dom Collins or something, if you just had a lad who couldn't move but was going to be physical and challenge for every header, we'd check that every day of the week. Then good movement, intelligent movement and pace.
Salford have a crack and away record. Do you think Quakers can put a dent in it on Sunday?
We've got to be positive, and we've got to think about that. We've got to think about gaining points at places like Salford and at home against teams like Salford. again, I've said it a few times, and this isn't an arrogant thing. It's not sort of blowing our own trumpets, but I haven't seen anything this season when I was at Spennymoor to what I've seen since I've come to Darlington that's better than what we've got when we're on it. Obviously, the disadvantage for us is that we're not full time. There's a couple of teams that are full time, so their consistency and their form and their fitness and that sort of thing tends to be over a season can tend to be a bit of an advantage. But when we're on it, I've not seen anything that should scare us and should frighten us and should make us want to try and contain a team rather than get at them. So we set up a game plan for Salford last week, and we would do it again this week to attack them, to get at them, to beat them. Not to draw, try and keep it as close as we can, or you know, hopefully they don't score. No, it's not that kind of attitude. Me and Tommy aren't like that. It's a positive. We need the points. We think we're a good enough team and a good enough group to gain points to beat teams. But obviously, being sensible enough and clever enough to know when you've got to sit back, when you've got to be tight, when you've got to consolidate. But we've got nothing to fear. I mean, our lads are great lads. They've proven it last year that they can do it. And once you get confidence in lads and a bit of belief, and when we get that first result, then I think the confidence will grow and the points will come.